Good morning. Thank you for calling Arch Top Fiber. My name is CJ. With whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Hi, my name is Ryan, R-Y-A-N, Hoy, H-O-Y.
Hi, Ryan. How are you today?
Nothing. How are you?
Doing okay. How can I help today?
I'm returning a message from you guys to schedule fiber install for my house.
Absolutely, and I can definitely help you with the scheduling of your install. Let's go ahead and take a look. What is a good day for you?
Really whatever. I work from home. I'm here all the time. Tell me.
Okay, because it is showing that our soonest appointment would be the 31st of August.
That's cool.
Okay. So let's go ahead and take a look at the calendar and see what time works best for you.
First appointment in the morning would be best.
Okay, so then an 8 a.m. would be best for you then.
Yeah, perfect.
Okie dokie, we can definitely do that. Let's take a look. So our 8 a.m.s are full at the moment. Let's take a look at...
whatever is the earliest you can get.
Looks like the 3rd of September would probably be the best day.
That's cool.
Because the 2nd is Labor Day, unfortunately.
Yep, that makes sense.
Okay. And can you verify your service address for me, please?
Yes, 41 Clarendon Avenue, Kingston, New York, 12401.
Perfect. Thank you so much for that. All right. So I can definitely go ahead and get you scheduled out for the 3rd of September at 8 a.m.
That's perfect. Thank you.
Oh, you are very welcome. Is there anything
what
else?
What do I have to have ready for the gentleman?
Okay. So you don't really need anything particularly ready, so to speak. What we do recommend is that you don't cancel your service with your current provider until after the fiber services are installed.
Makes total sense.
Otherwise, typically what will happen is you have a home on a property, correct? It's not an apartment?
Yep, nope, I own it.
Okay. So basically what usually happens is that we will install the temporary drop cable or the permanent drop cable, which is the cable that connects from your home to the junction box out on the street.
Okay.
We usually do that a few days beforehand.
Okay.
If not, we will do it same day. And if we can't bury it same day, what we do is we lay that temporary one, which will get organized to be permanently buried within 10 business days of it being laid.
Gotcha. Okay.
Okay.
I think all of my utilities come in from the street, from the aerial, from a pole.
Okay.
So is that different?
So sometimes yes, sometimes no. It really depends. The techs that will come out and check the property, they'll figure out the best way to get you connected.
Gotcha. Okay.
Okay. But typically we do prefer burial. That
yeah,
way
okay.
Trees, limbs, they don't take down lines.
Well, makes total sense. as far as that goes, do you guys need an outlet inside the house or anything like that for the OTP or whatever?
No. So for the ONT, we shouldn't need an outlet.
It's passive.
As far as I know, I mean, the only thing that we would need is we would run the fiber in the same spot as where the, where your current cable service comes through, as far as those lines go. So we'll run that through the same area, and then you can also speak to the tech about where you would prefer the modem router to be in the home.
Beautiful.
The install does typically take up to an hour and a half to 2 hours, just so you're aware.
That works.
Okay. But other than that, is there any other questions?
Is there any way the tech could call me before he comes out?
Oh, absolutely. I can add that note.
I can make this job really easy for him. I own a fiber slicing company. So my guys already ran a 3/4-inch conduit all the way to my server rack. It's already there with a pull string. Everything's ready for him.
Oh, okay. All right. Let me put that in the notes.
So I have a box that's capable. If they want to do direct burial, they're more than welcome to. I have a box they can pipe into as well. They just got to tell me what they would like. I spoke to one of the installation managers a while ago about a different property, and I forgot what his name is. Maybe Chris or something like that?
It's possible. Yeah. It's possible you did speak with Chris.
I forgot what his name was. I have his number here somewhere. But, yeah, so if they could just talk to me, it would probably be easier, and I'll save them a lot of trouble.
Okay, so I'm just going to put down that you own a fiber splicing company.
Yeah, they'll know who I am. They'll figure it out. I work with Fit. I used to hire Fifth Alarm Fiber to run all my stuff.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah, so now I know them all. It's a small world.
Absolutely. All right, so I put down that you own a fiber slicing company and can make the job very easy for connection. I did say to please call you back. And just to verify, what is the best phone number for you, please?
The 845-332-3095.
Okay. All right, so that was 332-3095, correct?
You got it.
All right. So I have that in. That way they at least know to give you a call and to go ahead and speak with you with regards to where to lay the fiber. And if you choose aerial, I mean, that's completely up to you. You do have that choice to let them know, hey, I do prefer aerial or I do prefer buried.
I have no idea how they would bury it. Think of it this way.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the reason being there's laid utilities and then there's unknown utilities on our street. We're a disaster.
Oh, okay.
They haven't been able to find my water meter for 6 years now.
Wow, that's intense.
So there's highly doubtful they'll bury.
Okay, no worries.
But then I'd be impressed.
Right? Maybe we might be that one company that would figure it out.
You might be. I'm ready.
All right. Well, I did put down that we may need to do aerial. Yes. September 3rd, 8 a.m. You're all set for that. And did you have any other questions for me today?
No, just that. Thank you so much.
Oh, you are very, very welcome. And in that case, thank you so much for calling Archtop Fiber. I'm glad that we were able to get your install scheduled, Ryan. And I hope you have a great day.
Sounds good. Thank you. You too.
Thanks. Bye-bye.